Why did God make us like him? Because he wanted us to be like him. Why did he make us like him? So we could have what he, so we could be what he is. You're not just something sitting over there, kind of whatever. You are God created. Fearfully and wonderfully made. And God don't want his precious jewel being slain, tramped on with by hogs. You can have a set of pearls around your neck and then throw them down where the hogs eat it. You wouldn't do that. Now, why do you think God wants you to tramp around in sin and darkness and all that kind of stuff? You're his jewels. To make up his crown. You want your jewels that going in your crown trampled by hogs? Satan has no right to be tramping your life, people. Are y'all hearing me tonight? You need to rise up and take your place. I had enough of this mess. I had enough of it. And tonight is where you stop. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, not next week. Right now where you stop. This is where you stop. And I'm in a Holy Ghost search to find out what belongs to me, who I am, what I am, what has been given to me, and I'm going to walk therein. Let me read on just a little further. Whoo! He said, this perfect wise plan was destined from eternal ages and fulfilled completely. Fulfilled completely in our Lord Jesus Christ. Say, when you hear the statement, there's nothing missing, nothing broken, everything whole and complete, it has been fulfilled. You're not waiting on God to fulfill something. Everything is ready. But we always go, too many of us go to God trying to talk him into doing something he's already done. Amen. Your life has been finished. What he wants you to do to live was finished. Amen. When he gave it to you, it was finished. What do you mean? It was finished. Can't nothing stop it. Can't nothing hinder it. It only thing will happen if you don't receive it and walk in it, you'll never know it. But it's there anyway. Amen. How do you get it? By divine revelation from the Spirit of God. Can't you see why Satan wants you at each other's throats? Want to accuse one another and don't want to work together and have be committed to the things of God? Treat them disrespectful and unholy, dragging the church with old sour praise. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Amen. You ain't got no life in it. Praise the Lord. Yeah. He don't want you to be full of life and know, I don't care how I feel, I got to praise here. Amen. I don't care what my pocketbook look like, I got to praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. He said, so that now we have boldness from him. What do we have? So now we have boldness from him and free access as king. Free access as king. Do you think a king begs for anything?
No, sir.
Do you think a king said, please, will you please bring me a glass of water? Do you think that?
No.
A king said, bring me some water. And your faith will do what you say. Your faith will serve you.
Yes, it will.
Come on now. Still begging, I sure wish I had enough money to pay my bill. Tell your faith what to do.
Yes, sir.
Stop whining about how broke you are, because you're not broke.
Amen.
You just think you are.
Yes.
Get the revelation, you'll find, I'm so rich. And I'm very, very powerful.
Hallelujah.
I'm so powerful, no demon can handle me.
Amen.
But see, you got to have you walk around thinking you're so weak, you're going by your body evidence. I feel so weak and talking yourself out of it. Get some revelation of God who's on the inside of you. Y'all, one day I'm about to preach. I ain't preached yet. Y'all gonna see me here one morning. You said, man, I'm going wild crazy. I'm finding out some stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Let me close this. Woo, Jesus. You know why? I want to see you win. Every one of you, forget about competing with each other. We're in the body. Everything belongs to me, belongs to you. You have a right to health. I have a right to health. You have a right to prosperity. I have a right to prosperity. I have a right to go in the throne room. You have a right to go in the throne room. God will talk to you and tell you how he loves you. He'll talk to me and tell me how he loves me, because he loves his body. It's that lying devil been telling you that God don't love you and keep you bound to the mistakes of the past. Let him go!
Yeah.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
If you repent it, forget him. Yeah. And find out who you are and start living. He said, I close with this, access as king before the Father because of our complete confidence in Christ's faithfulness. My dear friend, I pray that you will remain strong and not be discouraged or ashamed. Too many of us get discouraged too quick and become ashamed. And he said, remember I mentioned back in Colossians he said what conflict that I went through for you and the church at Laodicea. See, the Ephesian Christian knew that Paul had been in prison. He went through a lot of stuff for the sake of the gospel. He said, I don't want you to become discouraged nor ashamed of my suffering. This is what you said. Ashamed by all that I have suffered on your behalf, for it is for your glory. Not for you to get ashamed. And I really don't care about what other people, churches, and say and their opinion about what they say and what's been said. Because we believe in the Holy Ghost and tongue talking and all of this. I really don't care. If you're ashamed of it, it's your problem. But you need to get over it and get bold. Because this is the gospel. Every believer, not some. I don't care what men say. I believe what the Bible says. Every man born again ought to be filled with the Holy Ghost and talking in tongues. And ought to be just downright bold about it. Not crazy or silly, but bold.
Amen.